Now, on the 23rd of April 1988, the Pet Shop Boys were at the top of the charts. Beetlejuice was the biggest hit at the cinema. And our sports reporter Ben wasn't even born.
Well, when were you born?
2nd of November.
OK, fair enough then.
Well, that date was, in fact, the last time that Maidstone United Football Club played a league match in the county town. So we sent Ben to investigate about what's about to change as work on their new stadium starts.
Cast your mind back in time. A little bit further. All the way back to the 23rd of April 1988. It's an insignificant day in history, but not for Maidstone United Football Club. For their 4-2 win over Stafford Rangers in the old football conference was the last time they played a league match in Maidstone. Since then, the club have experienced the highs of the Football League, all the way through to the lows of extinction, reformation and fighting their way back through the football pyramid in locations such as Sittingbourne, Dartford and Ashford. Now, 23 years later, it's a momentous era for Maidstone.
My name's Terry Casey. I'm one of the two co-owners of Maidstone United Football Club. We're here to mark a momentous occasion. It's been 22, almost 23 years since Maidstone had a football team playing within the town. This is day one of the works. The works start now and hopefully finish by the end of May when the FA sign us off and we'll be playing football back in Maidstone.
So walking down the road to the area where the new Maidstone United Stadium is going to be, and the first thing that strikes you is the Maidstone Invicta Rowing Club that is just a stone's throw away from where the new stadium will be built. It's an idyllic setting right next to the river. And then walking into the ground through the metal gates with barbed wire on the top of it, you get a real sense of almost an amphitheatre as it's just built into the hill right next to the river. And it is going to be a beautiful setting for a stadium to be built, I think, one that Maidstone will be very proud of.
Bill Williams, I'm the chief executive. I started with them in 1970 when I was a player. And then I went through all the 80s as the manager, and we went with John Steele into the Football League. Yeah, I've been around for a long, long time. It's been over 20 years now we've been striving for this time to actually get ourselves digging the stadium, building the stadium, and getting back into the town. And they say that productivity is always better when you've got a little team to support in the town, you know, and it's good for morale.
Privately funded by co-owners Terry Casey and Oliver Ash, the stadium near Watman Park will be a 3,000 capacity ground, complete with an all-seater main stand, covered terraces, a clubhouse, floodlights and 3G all-weather pitch. So the real irony is that as you walk into the wasteland, really, you can't actually see the area where the pitch is going to be. There's a huge mound in the way, and as I climb up onto the top, now you really get a sense of the amphitheatre and the atmosphere that a stadium here is going to create, really built down into the valleys, and you really get a feeling of just what a tight-knit stadium this is going to be. But at the moment, it is just all overgrown.
The plan is to be ready for August 2012, with Peterborough and West Ham, the glamorous opponents, lined up. For Casey and Williams, they hope such ties won't be one-offs.
We're going to be a Football League club again, that's what I believe. We've got a long way to go, but this is a town with a catchment of 140,000 people. It deserves a Football League club.
We need to stabilise for two or three years, get our fan base back. We hope to bring all the community in, all the teams. It's a lovely setting. So, yeah, it's... I don't know, we're really looking for... I can't tell you how excited I am about... It's silly at my age to be excited about something like this. I'm really looking forward to it.
Bill Williams, who actually managed Maidstone United for a short time, so talking...